Many Christians are being cheated out of their blessings. How are you being cheated out of your blessings? Who's trying to cheat you out of your blessings? Open your Bibles to Colossians chapter 2, verse 18, and we'll take a look in the book.
Bread of life, sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter.
Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by the Bible Way Community Baptist Church in Irving, Texas, where the pastor is Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will be bringing a series of messages from the book of Colossians. Now get close to your radio and listen as Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert Sr. takes a look in the book.
Colossians chapter 2. I want to look at verses 11 to verses 19, but I want to read just 18 and 19.
Amen.
Colossians chapter 2, verses 18 and 19. When you find it, say, I got it.
I got it.
Colossians chapter 2, verses 18 and 19. You find this word, these words, let no man keep defrauding you of your prize by delighting in self-abasement and the worship of angels, taking his stand on visions he has seen, inflated without cause by his fleshly mind, and not holding fast to the head, from whom the entire body, being supplied and held together by the joints and the ligament, grows with a growth which is from God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Look at verse 18 again. It says, let no one keep defrauding you of your pride.
Right.
I want to talk with you this morning. Don't be cheated out of your reward.
Amen.
Don't be cheated.
Don't be cheated
out of your reward. High five somebody and tell them, don't be cheated now. Out of your reward. Don't be cheated. God bless you. You may be seated. Don't be cheated out of your reward. One of the worst things that can happen in life is to be cheated. I'll never forget the first time. I can just remember being cheated as a little boy. I was about 5 years old, and we was playing wagon at my grandmother's house. Me and my two cousins. I had rolled my first little cousin around the house in the little red wagon. She decided she wanted to go again. And so I said, that's all right. I pulled her again around Big Mama's house in the little red wagon. She decided she wanted to go again, and even my other little cousin wanted to jump in the lit wagon. I said, yeah, both of y'all can jump in. I can pull both of y'all. Both of them got in the lit red wagon. I pulled both of them around the house in the lit red wagon. I didn't mind pulling them around the house in the lit red wagon, because I just figured that when I finished pulling them around the house, it was going to be my turn. And since it was two of them, I knew that they could pull me probably a lot faster than one of me pulling them. But after I had pulled them around the house several times, and then I stopped and I said, now it's my turn. They said, well, we tired. They said, we don't want to play wagon anymore. I never forget that feeling that I felt. Because it was my turn to be pulled around in the little red wagon, but rather than rewarding me by pulling me around the house, they quit on me altogether. I never got a chance to get my reward of riding around the house in the little red wagon. Each and every day, many of us are cheated in life. Have you ever picked up a bag of potato chips and opened that bag of potato chips? And you know, you thinking you got a full bag of potato chips. But when you open your bag to your surprise, it's not even halfway full.
All right.
You feel like what? You done been cheated. How many of you have ever went to the store and you purchased something and you know you didn't count your change right then, you put your change in your pocket, but later on when you got some time, you counted your change and you found out that the person working at the cashier done shortchanged you.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a kind of sick feeling that comes over you because you realize you done been cheap. Some of y'all ain't with me yet, but how many of you have ever went and to pick up your paycheck? On your way to your paycheck, you're already thinking about the amount of money that you're gonna get paid. But as soon as you look at your paycheck, something ain't adding up right. You realize they didn't give you the hours that you really deserve. As a result, you done been cheated. All of us at some time or another has been cheated. But the real sickness that can come over you is when you have been cheated spiritually. As a matter of fact, many of us are often cheated spiritually in our everyday life because there's a devil loose.
Amen.
And see, God wants to bless you. God wants to reward you. But the devil wants to cheat you and rob you of the blessings of God in your life. And if you're not careful, the devil can cheat you, and you're not even aware that you done been cheated. As a matter of fact, what the devil want to do, he want to cheat you in this lifetime, but he also want to cheat you in the lifetime to come.
Amen.
You know, Paul has been writing for several weeks here about how religious people can cheat you. You are aware there are two kinds of people that the devil used primarily to cheat you. Let me back up a little bit. The devil can use anybody and everybody to cheat you, but he used two kinds of people primarily to cheat you. The first kind of person that he can use to cheat you is worldly people. Sinners can come into your life and they can rob you of the blessings of Almighty God. But most of you got your eyes open for worldly people. As a matter of fact, if they even look like they worldly, most of us are not going to hang out with them. If they even talk like they worldly, then that's a clue that we don't need to be in their company. But the thing that the devil often used to really trick us and rob us of our blessings is religious people. See, we take our guards down when we are in the company of religious people. When you look at chapter 2, Paul has been warning us in the second chapter. He warns us four times about we better keep our guards up for those religious people.
Amen.
Look here at verse number 4 right quick. Paul says, I say this in order that no one delude you with persuasive argument. Religious people, they can use persuasive argument to pull you on their side so that you can start acting like they act in a religious way. Paul said, you better watch that. And then here in verse number 8, we looked at this last week. He says, see to it that no one take you captive through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the traditions of men, according to the elemental principles of the world, rather than according to Christ. He said, you better be on your lookout for those sweet talkers. And he's not talking about the slick willies out in the world. He's talking about the sweet talkers right in the church. And then when you look over here at verse number 16, again, he gives another warning. He says, therefore, let no one act as your judge. Who is he talking about? He's talking about religious folks acting as your judge. Are you aware that a lot of religious people carry with them a judgmental spirit? Then he warns us again in verse number 18. He says, let no one keep defrauding you of your prize. Do you know a lot of times we want to blame God, and we want to say, you know, why come God won't bless me? We want to blame God for how things are in our life. But the real blame in our life is religious people that we often hang out with. He says, let no one keep defrauding you. In other words, they already done been defrauding you. Yeah. You need to put a stop to it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Go ahead, preacher.
It's the religious crowd that can keep you and rob you of your blessing.
Amen.
I say religious people can cheat you.
Yes,
oh, my Lord. How can they cheat you? Let me back up a little bit. He says, by acting as your judge.
Amen.
Can I talk a little bit about that? He says, just by acting as your judge. See, the Bible says, don't let somebody come into your life and act like they the Supreme Court. They come into your life and they set up people's court in your life. Then just Judy in your life. Just Joe Brown in your life. The Bible says don't let somebody come in your life and start acting like they just Joe Brown. Particularly as it relates to your religious lifestyle.
Yes, sir.
Why is that? It's because man's judgment is not fair.
Come on.
I say man's judgment is not fair. See, it's just like an empire. Over 100 years ago, the empire of a baseball game, he would call the game like it is. He says, I'm gonna call it like it is. But in the 20th century, about over 60 some years ago, they started changing and had the philosophy, I'm going to call it like I see it. But in the 21st century, we have moved to the philosophy, I'm going to call it like others see it. Do you see? See, when you call it like it is, that's a Christian philosophy. However it is, I'm calling it like it. If that's black, I'm going to call it black. If that's white, I'm going to call it white. If that's a stripe, I'm going to call it a stripe. If it's a ball, I'm going to call it a ball. I'm calling it just like it is. But then when you move to a liberal society, you call it like I see it. And that's a humanistic society. You begin to take God from being the center of your life, and now you're the center of your life, and so you call it like you. But when you live in a pluralistic society like we are living in today, we kind of more or less just call it like the majority see it.
Yes, yes.
That's why you cannot allow folks to act like the judge in your life, because their judgment is fickle.
Yes, it does.
It comes and goes just like the wind. And when you got somebody who's been fickle in their judgment, you're going to be cheated.
Amen.
I don't know if you're with me this morning.
All right. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
You ought to tell somebody this morning, don't be cheated.
Don't be cheated.
As a matter of fact, I want you to get it in your spirit this morning.
Amen.
Since the Bible already said we're being cheated and we need to stop being cheated, you ought to high five somebody and say, you being cheated. High five somebody. As a matter of fact, I got to get y'all to help me preach this sermon this morning. Every time I raise my hand, you know what I want you to say? There you go. Somebody's already in the spirit. You're being cheated. All right, let's practice.
You being cheated. You being cheated. You being cheated. You being cheated.
Oh, y'all with me this morning. How can they cheat you? Well, the text is telling us here how they can cheat us. The Bible says anytime folks start focusing, when they focus on eating physical things rather than focusing on eating spiritual things, you got it. Did you see right here? It says, let no one act as your judge in regards to food or drink. When folks start saying that you can't eat this, and you can't eat that, you can't drink this, and you can't drink that, you know what's going on?
You can't cheat.
How else if folks cheat you? They'll cheat you when you focus on the Sabbath day rather than on every day.
Come on now.
You
being cheated.
Did you notice right here in the text? It says our respect to festivals, our new moon, our Sabbath day. These things are a mere shadow of what is to come, but the substance belong to Christ. See, when you say that the only day that God is going to recognize in corporate worship is the Sabbath, which is Saturday, then what about the rest of the day? If you're just limiting God to one day, you know what's going on? Because God can bless you on Sunday just like he can bless you on Saturday. He can bless you on Monday just like Saturday. God can bless you on any day if you worship him. Oh, you know another way you're being cheated? Is when you focus on things and not on the one that gives you the thing.
All right.
When you start focusing on what you don't have, or even on what you have, rather than putting the focus on Christ who can change what you don't have to have, look at the text. It said, let no one keep defrauding you of the prize by delighting in self-abasement.
Yes, yes.
In other words, you think you humble. See, it used to be long ago, if a person was poor and didn't have anything, that was a sign of humility.
Right.
When a person didn't get caught up, as we would say, into the things of the world, they totally separated themselves and lived a life like living a monk, being a monk. You know what I'm talking about when I say a monk?
Amen.
A religion that was looked upon as that person really got it together. I mean, they living up there in the cave. I mean, they eating bugs and stuff. I mean, they really got it there. I mean, they sold out for the Lord.
Yeah.
But if you done separated yourself from the world like that. You know what's really happening?
You've been cheated.
And then you've been cheated when you focus in on angels rather than on the one who can control angels.
Amen.
Look, the Bible says, and on the worship of angels. You know, there are some folks that think that they are so holy and they really got it together because they done seen some angel. An angel done told them. Or either they was touched by an angel. An angel showed up at their bed. They done had a conversation with Gabriel. Gabriel came to my house last night. See, that sound like I'm really spiritual, don't it? You know, I done had a talk with Gabriel. We was talking about when he gonna come back and blow that horn. He told me we better get ready because he's coming back soon. See, that sounds all spiritual, don't it? It sounds like, ooh, that person, I ain't never seen no angel. That makes you feel bad. You ain't never seen no angel.
Yeah, right.
But when your focus is on, you know, I hope I can see an angel rather than seeing Jesus. Guess what's going on?
You've been cheated.
Look, and then the Bible talks about you've been cheated when you start taking his stands on visions he has seen inflated without cause by his fleshly mind.
Come on, Pastor.
You've been cheated when you focus on visions rather than focusing on God's word.
Amen.
See, if you ever notice, the way that a cult often start is the person that's leading the cult done had some strange vision. He done had some strange revelation. God done told him to go and do a certain thing that's kind of strange and far out. He done seen something. God done told, like Jim Jones, God told him to tell everybody to sell their houses and move to down here to South America. Now, we think that was strange back then, but the same thing still happening today.
Yes, sir.
You can cut on your television. I guarantee you, if you watch Christian television long enough, you'll see somebody on that start talking about, God gave me a vision. And he told me that the first 100 people that give $1,000, God was going to bless them. And as the telethon started going on, they said they ain't got enough $1,000. He said, you know, God done gave me a vision. You know, I didn't give all the vision out, but God told me that the first 100 people that give $500, that God was going to, and he goes all the way down to get in our neighborhood, down there in the $10 and the $5 club. See, as long as a person is pulling them visions out there, you don't know whether God then gave them that or not. But I do know when God talks about tithes, that's right there in the Bible. You see what I'm saying? So when somebody is coming up with a vision rather than showing you out of the word, then
you've been cheated.
And you know why you being cheated? Verse 19, it says, and not holding fast to the head, from whom the entire body being supplied, held together by the joints, the ligament, grows with the growth, which is from God.
Anything you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter, but you are the living word.
If you would like a copy of the message that you've just heard in its entirety, call the church office now at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or write to Bible Way Community Baptist Church, 4215 North Greenview Drive in Irving, Texas, 75062. You're also invited to worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 a.m. at Bible Way Community Baptist Church in Irving. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.